Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Increasing Productivity by Scheduling Calls Through Email. If you want to achieve more in your life, both personally and professionally, it is absolutely critical that you focus on using your time in the most productive way possible. On February 11th, I wrote a post titled Controlling Interruptions. In my world, controlling interruptions is imperative as interruptions divert my attention and prevent me from getting my responsibilities done in the time frame that I've allotted. This is why I seldom answer unscheduled calls. As a result of some of the suggestions readers shared with me in response to the Controlling Interruptions post, I started to pay closer attention to the number of unscheduled calls I receive in a day. What was most interesting to me was to learn the percentage of non-urgent unscheduled calls I receive. What did I learn? 100% of the unscheduled calls I received were non-urgent. Now, part of that is because of what I do for a living. I just don't have to deal with a lot of urgent things, but it is a nice point. I also started to pay attention to the number of times I interrupted people and reduced their productivity with my non-urgent calls. The sad truth is, though almost all the calls I made were non-urgent calls that could have been previously scheduled, and in most cases, I ended up being put into their voicemail. All of this left me thinking, when you take 3 minutes to type a quick email to schedule a call with someone, you're showing your respect for his or her time, while at the same time increasing your own productivity. Now, I understand there'll be times when unscheduled calls are appropriate, but there are many times, especially in the business world, where scheduling your calls via email will save everyone time and allow everyone to be mentally prepared for the call. Here are my suggestions. First, use email, not text. You don't want to schedule non-urgent calls via text because if you send text messages, you'll be interrupting people with your text messages, and they in turn will be interrupting you with their replies. As I pointed out in my post titled, People's Preferred Method of Communication, only 3% of business professionals prefer texting to other forms of communication. Next, keep the email short. If you want your email read without being skipped over, get to the point. Next, be friendly. I always begin my emails with their name, such as, Hi Pam, and something friendly, such as, I hope you enjoyed your weekend. It takes just an extra few seconds to show your interest in people by addressing them by name and adding a personal comment. Next, always explain the purpose of the call. Describe the reason for the call request. This allows them to determine where they can fit your call on their calendar based upon their other priorities. It also helps them be mentally prepared for the call. It could be as simple as, I'd like to chat briefly about the color of the widgets. Next, tell them how much time you need and don't underestimate it by saying this will just take 5 minutes. Whatever amount of time you are requesting, you need to respect this time and conclude your call within that time period. By letting them know how much time you need, they can plan their schedules accordingly. Next, let them know your availability. Since you want to schedule the call during the windows of time you're available, be sure to include those times in your email. To save time and give the person some flexibility, always offer a couple windows of time when you're available for the call. Here's an example. I'd like to schedule a 10-minute call to discuss the color of the widgets. Can you please let me know if you're available for a brief call Tuesday between 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Wednesday between 2:30 and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? Next, use their time zone. When scheduling calls with people in different time zones, make it easy on them and use their time zone. And make sure at the end of your times, if they are in a different time zone, you indicate the time zone you're referencing, or you want to say your time, just so there's no misunderstanding as to what the windows of time are that you're trying to schedule your call. Number 8, which is the final point, be clear on who is initiating the call. When you receive their reply, always respond and confirm the time and let them know that you'll be initiating the call. Tell them the number you'll be calling unless they tell you otherwise. I believe it's proper protocol for the person requesting the call to initiate the call. If you are proficient using email, this entire email exchange should not require more than 3 to 5 minutes of your time, and it can be done during the blocks of time that you've allocated to returning emails. You will also find that if you schedule your calls through email, then people that you communicate with frequently will likely schedule their calls with you the same way and reduce the number of unscheduled calls you receive. And here's a bonus tip. If you receive voicemails from people who want to talk to you about non-urgent subjects, you can either call them back when you are available, or you can send them a short email with your availability to schedule a call. If you respond by email, most people will quickly get the point that you prefer to schedule your calls via email. I want to reinforce that this suggestion is only for those of you in the business world who want to increase your productivity. Personal calls should obviously be handled differently, perhaps just as they currently are. Here's the biggest takeaway from today's lesson. Scheduling your calls in advance will make you more productive and show others you respect their time.